I'm Terry Sokka, and this is Rigged Against You. Today, we're going to discuss something about losing faith in the fiat currency. And the fiat currency is what we're owning. So this is what kind of makes it a little interesting. It's what's in our wallet. Now, many people may not understand that we say it's a dollar, but it's not. Our dollars that we're holding isn't a real dollar anymore. It's actually known as fiat, meaning it's fractional, it's fake. They print it any way they want to. It's not backed up by anything tangible like real money used to be. It's actually just good faith and credit, like we got you covered kind of thing. But it's fiat. So fiat is fractional. Our banking system is fractional, meaning you put in $1 and they can loan out $26. So the whole system is predominantly fraudulent. It's not real. Most banks are actually, I would probably say, insolvent. But this is a Western issue. It probably goes global. But I do know right now, this is a really big deal because we're dealing in the era now of losing fiat faith. Western currencies specifically are on a path of secular and permanent debasement. And debasement meaning the value is going down. Now, many of us has heard this. I mean, we know it's happening. We see the inflation, but how bad is it really getting? Well, when you hear in the news cycle things like the Great Reset, or we even hear the terms, the deeper one, right? The New World Order, and we're talking about BRICS and different currencies. The Great Reset gets to the point because the Western currencies are done. We have printed them so into the stratosphere that they really don't hold any value. And that's why we have extraordinarily high inflation. Why housing, when you used to buy a house for $50,000, now the average house is $500,000 or $600,000. Same with automobiles and food, and why everything is so expensive. It's mainly because the dollar we're holding isn't really worth what it used to be. That is fiat debasement. And to give you an idea how bad things are right now, the U.S. government debt is now at such a high level. If you look on the left here, that is at the end of World War II. Now, that was a major war. That we used everything we could to get through it. And yet on the right here, you see now we are at over 126% of our GDP. And that line, that blue line on the right there, that's actually heading up because we are now adding 1 trillion, mind you. When I say that number, I don't want to just make it loose. Trillion is a staggering figure. That's 999 billion. That is an enormous amount of money. We are adding 1 trillion every few months into the debt. So this is going not only up, it's going to start going straight up. And this is a big issue for debasement. It's a big issue for the value of what we're holding. And so what concerns me is many people hold onto these currency notes, these fiat currency notes, and you're storing it either in a mattress, which don't get me wrong, I get that, or you're in a bank. You're in a bank, you're an unsecured creditor, so it's not your money anyway, and it is collateral to the debt of the financial system, so you better be careful with that. But you're storing it in a currency unit that is losing value, not only on a daily basis, but annually this year to the tune of 12%. So if you held $100,000 in currency in your savings account, you've lost 12% just on the inflation value of it because the debasement is going nowhere. So take a look at this. Either way, normalization of the central bank balance sheet is deterioration. The normalization of it is in forms of deterioration, and the banking and credit system zeal for creating collateral of poor or opaque quality, basically aka private credit, ensures that these fiat currencies will continue to bear the burden of asset depletion. The bottom line is real values will continue to be depleted. because the central bank balance sheets are deteriorating, they're printing trillions and trillions into the float. And this isn't just us. This is Europe as well. And this gets real deep. When we talk about the Great Reset, this is bigger than you think it is. We can go even into the argument of the Nord Stream pipeline. We now know that Ukraine blew it up, which is AKA the United States. But what it really did is destroyed Germany. Germany was the financial and economic power of Europe. And so BASF, which is the industry of Germany, they had just unbelievable employment at BASF. They manufacture just about every chemical in the world. They are huge to the world. They left Germany. They're actually disassembling the plants and they're leaving Germany because they need the energy and Germany can no longer get sufficient energy. We blew up the pipelines so they can't get the gas. And they go, no, no problem. We will send you liquid natural gas from the United States. But that's not the same thing. It's like 10 times more in cost. So we literally destroyed our, what you would call friends. I don't even know if that's a good word anymore, but our allies' ability to have economic power. And I believe this goes to the heart of the Great Reset. Europe is destroyed. They're done. You look at Ireland, they have 3 million native people and they have 2 million illegal aliens, which they'll call them immigrants. And they're being taken over. And most of them that are going to Ireland are military aged. England's doing the same thing. You have Ireland and England. They're actually arresting and harassing native born English and Irish people and letting the illegals, well, I call them illegals, but letting the immigrants do whatever they want. It is a systematic by the government's action to destroy the nations. It's all being done on purpose. They will bring us into a one world order by doing this, but this is how the fiat currencies are going into zero, or probably why they're doing this, because they know the currencies are going to zero and they need to do a change. And the change they want, as Klaus Schwab has told us from the World Economic Forum, we will have nothing and we will like it. They want us to be in digital currency, digital ID, controllable, programmable money, controlling our behavior, total slaves. That's what's going on in Europe. That's what we're going to get here in America if we don't wake up in this election. And it concerns me because too many people, I don't like Donald Trump, but I don't think you understand it's not Donald Trump. It's everyone else around him in the cabinet that's important. And if we don't get him in there, this country is over, because I don't think Americans understand what communism means. They don't understand what Harris and the left are going to be about. But the bottom line is that they will tote the line for the World Economic Forum and this New World Order concept. They will destroy the middle class in America and our dollar will go to zero. It is. All fiat currencies do. And that's the unfortunate part when people start losing faith. And it's almost what goes into the stages of an empire. There's seven stages. And stage seven of an empire's collapse is when there's loss of faith in the currency. Now, I'm not saying the U.S. dollar has really lost its faith in the currency yet, but you do have 159 countries now joining the BRICS currency unit, 40% backed by gold. They're leaving the dollar. To me, that sounds like loss of faith in the currency is why America is this close to teetering on complete annihilation of everything we know. But a great example is this. This is unrealized debasement of our dollar. The black line is the federal balance sheet, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. The gold line is purchasing power of the consumer dollar. So you can see all the way back to the 1900s, the purchasing power of the dollar was very strong. The Fed balance sheet wasn't very high. And then the reserves anyway were really high. And so we were doing really well. And then in the red circle there was known as 1932 Glass-Steagall Act, which allowed the Fed to accept a wider basket of collateral. Basically, they were able to debase our dollar, making it worth less. So the dollar's value has steadily eroded as quality of the assets held by the Federal Reserve has deteriorated right down to where you see on the right, literally zero. That is zero. That is the value of the currency we're holding. That is why everything is so expensive and why we will have one way or the other. I call it the fourth turning. We will be going in one direction or another real quick. And we better choose right if we want to maintain freedom and rebuild the strength of the dollar and the American industrial complex. But I'm not so sure that's what the power elites have in mind. But that debasement is really a big deal. And the problem is, it's not just us. Take a look at this. This is the pound, the British pound. Now, they did it more dramatically, but look at how they collapsed there after World War II. And look at the pound as it is today. Literally zero. That is where Europe is. And now that Germany is being completely destroyed and annihilated because the energy has been destroyed, that Nord Stream pipeline was a really big deal. I don't know how Germany even supports the Ukraine war, knowing that Ukraine and the United States destroyed their whole economic foundation. That tells you, because normally those are war, those are fighting actions, right? That tells you there's a bigger global plan where the individual sovereign countries don't care anymore about being sovereign, and Germans don't care about being Germans, English don't care about being English, and Americans seem to be don't care about being American. They're going to bring us into a one world order digital ID, digital currency control grid, and that is not good. Take a look at this. This is the U.S. Bank Reserve's distribution. Look how skewed it is, even more than 2019. The gold is the Federal Reserve owned by the largest banks, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank. And look at the black. That's the means. That's the mean. And look at how out of whack this is, owned by just a handful of banks. These banks are owning our debt. Basically, we're broke as a nation, and people, I don't think, quite understand how severe this is. So the U.S. currency now, anyway, can buy only a 25th of what it could in 1932 when the Glass-Steagall Act was passed, allowing the Fed to own longer-term government debt, marking the beginning of near-century-long degradation of its balance sheet. They have systematically destroyed the dollar as we know it. And we can't seem to come back because look at this. This is our GDP growth. This is what we produce. And if you look over the years, on the left there, 1950 to 1970, we were doing pretty good. 2008, since the Great Recession, they call it, till today, we can barely get above 1.5%. We're not producing anymore. And this is a huge deal and why the debasement of the currency is coming to head. And the last one I want to show you that puts it into context, why we're seeing a global shift, macro global shift away from the West into the East, which will be the BRICS currency backed by gold, because this is what controls the world. Average annual growth in energy supply. And if you look from where we used to be on the left to where we are today in the last 20 years, energy supply is down so bad, and we need the energy to survive. And what did America do? We lost the petrodollar. We are no longer in charge of energy around the world. Saudi Arabia has officially shook the hands of the Russians and the Chinese. All the energy producers are now in the hands of the BRICS. That energy, which is needed, that's why Germany is collapsing. So you kind of see this picture. Germany has officially collapsed financially. BASF leaving Germany is one of the biggest stories, and I'll bet no one has ever heard that. They are leaving Germany because they can't get the energy. So the energy is now going in the hands of the Chinese, being controlled by the Chinese, the Russians, and the BRICS. They will become the producing nations, and us in the West will not. Now, we were energy independent under Donald Trump, and then immediately, the very first thing Biden did when he came in, destroyed that northern pipelines and from Canada, destroyed our energy independence. It's like they systematically are purposefully destroying who we are. And what astounds me is people don't see it. They don't see this big picture. But we are losing faith. The world is losing faith in the fiat currency, the US dollar and the euro, so fast. I've had many people say, oh, it's going to take 20 years. That's what they said about BRICS. And look where BRICS is today. It started out just a dozen countries. Now it's 159. Why you need gold and silver outside the system? Be diversified, maybe even get into some cryptos. Learn how to understand that as well, but be diversified away from the collateral of the financial system, because you don't want to have your stuff taken and then wake up one day and go, wait, how can they do that? It's because it's in the U.S. Commercial Code 5 and 6. It's in the law. It's not yours. Stocks, bonds, and currency in the bank does not belong to you. So believe me when I say the faith is definitely being lost. I don't know how long it takes. It seems like it can go on for a little while longer, but the world is quickly moving away from the US dollar and the euro at a time when we are printing trillions every year. How long does that last? So until next time, God bless you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.